Where does the Tea Party movement stand right now nationally? Is it still the feared kingmaker, seniority breaker of 2010? There's a primary contest down in Virginia that may tell the tale. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But polling data from the Pew Research Center finds that the percentage of Republicans who say they agree with the Tea Party has declined by as many as 15 percentage points, from more than half in 2010 to 36% today. And looking on the political map where that decline matters most may give us a hint of the 2016 presidential race. Joining us now is Dante Cheney, director of the American Communities Project at American University. Dante, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Well, thanks for having me, John.
So Tea Party, a weak brew these days?
Well, I mean, what's happened is when the Tea Party kind of arose in 2010, it was an unknown commodity. And I think there was a lot of just kind of anger at the general direction of the government. So a lot of people said they agreed with it in this Pew Research Center question. But when we look at those figures in 2014, we're taking the numbers over the course of the year. So this is through, obviously, May of 2014. The numbers are down. They're down across the board. And in the American Communities Project, they're down across the board in every one of the types we look at. And particularly down in some places that are very significant or will end up being, I think, very significant to the group as a whole.
All right. So in border states, in transition states, in swing communities, is that where this matters most?
Well, I think if you're a Tea Party candidate, you really had something that was a big part of your momentum in 2010 was you did well in evangelical places. And evangelical voters a lot of times they're kind of opposed to the establishment, the mainstream of the GOP. And the Tea Party to them, I think, in 2010 looked like a good place to go. So they had the highest percentage who said they agreed in 2010. Now, in 2014, the who agrees in these evangelical communities, evangelical hubs we call them, has dropped 17 percentage points, the most of any of the types that we look at in the American Communities Project. And that's really significant for a couple of reasons. First of all, those voters, particularly they are Republican primary voters. And this is where the Tea Party does its damage, right? This is where it does its damage. It's what we're talking about now in the primaries in 2014. And I think in 2016, these are the voters who come out. And if they're not big Tea Party supporters, I think for the movement, that becomes very problematic.
So for evangelicals, they're a group that's perennially looking for a new home within the GOP. They found it for a while with the Tea Party, and now they're on the hunt again. So what about people who have really been repudiated by the Tea Party, and there's going to be no going back, who might maybe are back into the mainstream GOP?
Right. I think what you're looking at there is places in big suburbs, big, strong suburbs and cities and college towns. College towns are kind of interesting because the libertarian bent of the Tea Party, you think, might resonate with them. There are a lot of libertarians or college students. A lot of them say they've got a libertarian streak to them. But I think that some of the extremism may have pushed some of those people away. And what that means for the GOP, I think, in 2016 and maybe some in 2014, too, is that there are openings for these establishment candidates to do pretty well, or at least to, if you have a split within the party, there's enough there now that it is kind of leery of the Tea Party where the establishment does better, and that's what we're seeing. And ironically, the Tea Party could end up being good for the establishment of the GOP.
The mission of the establishment GOP is to try to expand its reach in Latino communities, in African-American communities. Does the Tea Party have any clout there?
No. In fact, it's really interesting. So it depends on how you measure it. I think that some of those Hispanic communities in particular, right, around the country, you do have a strong, very supportive part of the population for the Tea Party because they really don't like what's happening. I mean, if you live in a community with a lot of immigrants, a lot of Hispanics, it sometimes raises the tensions in those communities and it causes them to be more anti-immigrant, anti-immigration. But I think what's happened to the rest of those communities is they've really fallen away. And I think that when we looked at these numbers here, their numbers are very low for support in those Hispanic centers. Only about 19% of the people that live in them say they agree with the Tea Party.
All right. So the weakening Tea Party in 2014, we'll see what the numbers show by election time. Dante Cheney is director of the American Communities Project at American University. Always great to talk to you, Dante. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.